the situation is just getting worse in terms of Letterkenny University Hospital. We're talking about almost 14,000 people across the county on the outpatient waiting list, and a couple of thousand on the inpatient. So we have huge numbers, and instead of the situation getting better, it's getting worse. You know, we know that there have been serious cutbacks in terms of beds, in terms of nurses and doctors in our health service, a serious underinvestment, and the reality is that the government are just not tackling this crisis. And what does it mean? It means people in agony, people who may lose their lives because they're not getting the operations, not getting the attention, the consultancy that they need.
And unfortunately, we are coming into a notorious time of year where we see the full capacity protocol being implemented time and time again. You would envisage this to get worse?
Oh, indeed. And, you know, it's time for honesty here. We've had, under various governments, years of underinvestment from our community hospitals, from our at-home care for elderly and disabled, right through to our major hospital in Letterkenny. These are years of neglect. And to address that, you need to put in serious investment. There needs to be honesty with the electorate. You can't cut taxes for the wealthy and deal with these issues. So, you know, we have a real crisis, but we don't have that necessary response from government. And, you know, again, I go back to, what does this mean? This means that we have our elderly, on trolleys in the hospital. We have people who are in agony looking for hip replacements, looking for, cardiographs, looking for all sorts of operations that they need. They can't wait for 2 years. And indeed, that aspect of the list, those who are waiting longer, is actually growing. So, I mean, Sinn Féin have put forward our proposals, our solutions, and we believe it's time for honesty and time for a real debate about what type of health service, what type of society that we want.